text that you sent to yours, but I'll never say it, yeah.
I'll never say
you walked in my life at 2 a.m. cause my boy's new girl is red.
What's up? This is the Machine Gun Kelly Fan Club. I'm Jason.
I don't want to put my name on that.
You don't have you like Machine Gun Kelly. Get out of here.
Not that song.
Get out of here.
And literally, those words have never come out of my mouth. Is it wrong if I come up with
you? Well, he's sitting on a upside down Mercedes and his buddy's coming to pick him up, so woo. All right. But no, I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
I'm Caitlin.
Yeah. Caitlin's also president of the Machine Gun Kelly Club.
Yeah.
It's been moved and seconded. We do parliamentary procedure around here. Rody, what's the vote? I have it since no one else voted, so you are president.
Okay, thanks.
Yay. That's how this works.
But for real, this fool has been putting out a video like every day. So I don't know.
Well, when you're in quarantine.
Yeah. I think they filmed a music video for every track on his new little pop punk album and just released them all at once. Yeah, because YouTube's so crazy, though. Like, you can't find recent videos very easily. It's such a pain in the ass. It's like, we thought you would want to watch this one that has 70 million views.
I don't think I've ever really, like, gone through and searched for a YouTube video like that.
No. Uh-uh. I always do, because I want to see what they most... Yeah, see. So he put this one out 7 hours ago, one week ago, 1 2 weeks ago, 1 3 weeks ago. So they're just coming as fast as they can. But he did say that he's single-handedly bringing pop punk back, so good for him.
Oh.
Yep. He's going to be... As Bray put it, though, Bray's a friend of mine. He is doing Blink better than Blink does Blink. So... Blink put out a new song and it's freaking terrible, Rody.
I can only imagine. Does it sound a lot like Machine Gun Kelly?
No. It's much, much worse. It's actually called Quarantine, go figure.
Okay.
But it's just really, really bad, so... I actually need to go a little further into it so you can hear this awesome... Ooh, put a lot of thought on that one, didn't they? I'd rather be on star tours or stuck at the DMV than dealing with quarantine.
So, some excellent story writing.
Yeah, it's. I think in 10 years this will still be relevant. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe. Maybe we'll all be stuck here forever.
Yep, it'll never end.
Well, I mean, yeah. I was about to say, as long as Jerry Jones is letting 10,000 people come into the...
So what? How many... fans are there usually?
Well, that stadium seats like 600,000, right, Rody, or something like that?
Something like that.
So they're only doing 10,000?
They're not. I'm making numbers up.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, well.
No, it's way more than that.
No, it's like 50 or 60,000, I think.
That they're letting in?
No, much, much less.
Okay. I thought, so you're saying it only holds 60,000 people?
I thought so.
Damn, I'm really bad at knowing that kind of stuff.
Football stadiums don't hold that many people, I feel like.
Hmm.
I mean, with all the standing room only areas.
Oh, yeah. Damn, I was way off. Thanks, Rody. 80,000.
Yeah, like, I think, was it Michigan or Ohio State have, like, one of the largest, and it's like, I think it's around, like, 80 to 90,000 people can get in.
Damn, I literally thought
it was... I mean, that's still a shit ton of people, but...
Can you imagine that many? I mean, I've been to games. I just, for some reason, it never clicked to me that it's that many people.
But you think about, like major concerts?
Yeah.
More people than that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Edgefest.
Yeah, that was crazy. It was a lot more than 80,000 people.
Yeah, and you're all shoved down onto this little field and...
People beating me up. Nah, I beat them up. Ugh, muscles. I got muscles. Yeah, so the fans can go watch the game. I don't know. They haven't said how they're going to do it. Like the Kansas City Chiefs did, season ticket holders could go watch practice, and they made them all spread out. And then the Dolphins said, I think 16,000 can go watch Dolphins home games or something like that. I don't know.
Didn't the Chiefs do it, and now they're having another? No, that was a baseball, right?
Yeah, having an outbreak.
Yeah.
Well, I'm starting to think the NFL is... Well, no, because NFL training camps are very locked down anyways. That's why they're not having any outbreaks.
Right.
Once they dismiss, because they have to go to college dorms and stay in training camp. Once they dismiss that, they'll probably have cases come back. I forgot about that, really.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bunch of mini bubbles.
Yeah. I completely forgot about that. And what's crazy is they could just continue doing this and just travel to different camps and play the games, but that's not what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
the NFL needs that money.
Yeah.
Give me my money. I bet that TV money's worth more than seat money, though. I don't know, the drinks. If somebody buys like 10 beers, it's like $800.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess it all like works itself out. I don't know. Anyways, the NBA is done, I guess. Because I know we've been talking Lakers and Mavericks every time we're on here, and the Mavericks got walloped last night because it was stupid. The refs were dumb. It was a boring game. How much did you watch last night, Rhodey?
Oh, the whole thing was terrible.
Yeah, it was boring. It was just, didn't even seem real, kind of. It was just like, whatever. Whatever. I hate the Clippers, though, but they're a bunch of jerks. They're really mean. They hurt Luka's feelings.
Yeah, it sucked because Luka was hobbling pretty much the whole night, and then Porzingis didn't play.
And that other dude, the Morris dude, tried to step on his foot.
Right.
I was like, oh, bro, back off. Boring. But yeah, the NBA is kind of on pause now, so we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. No sports talk. Football. Football's coming back in like 2 weeks, which is still crazy to me. I'm just...
We'll see.
Is that when the first game is?
Flabbergasted. Yeah. 2 weeks.
Or preseason game, I guess.
There's no preseason.
No preseason this year.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. And it's like September 8th, right? Or 4th?
The 8th is the middle, is a Tuesday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, I think NBA's, September 8th is when college is supposed to start.
It starts on a Thursday always, Caitlin. Yeah, Thursday, 7:20, Texans and the Chiefs.
Well, the 8th is a Tuesday, so.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. 9-10, so September 10th. So it is 2 weeks from tomorrow. That's nuts. That is nuts, nuts, nuts. Aw. Paul Rudd said he questioned his Chiefs fandom at one point during the Texans playoff game. Oh, my God. I didn't know Paul Rudd was a Kansas City Chiefs fan. It's probably like Lil Wayne. He's a fan of whoever's winning.
Right. Yeah. Is that what Lil Wayne does?
Yeah. He's like writing Packers songs and then Steelers songs. And then he's on the Lakers screen thing, watching the Lakers play. He's whoever's winning. He's there. You can count on him.
Yeah.
But I digress to you, Lil Wayne. Whatev. So let's talk about this first beer. What do you think, Rhodey?
I like it.
I have the can.
You do have the can.
So this is another new hazy from Deep Ellum Brewing here in Dallas, part of the conglomerate that is known as
Canarchy.
That's right. Which we decided was not selling out. Probably wrong, but this is a sunny and juicy IPA with notes of fruit punch and sweet bitterness. 6.5. It's pretty good. I like it. What do you said you do?
Yeah, I like it. It's got a little citrus to it. Orange peel on the nose. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I'm about it. I'm about this life. Plus, it was $8.
That does make it a little better.
I know. I don't stress that enough. I'm like, you guys, there's some good beer out there that's $8. Because the number one thing people try to tell me is, they're like, it's too expensive. I'm like, no, bro, you can find some cheaper, good beer. You can find it. You just got to dig.
I do like digging for my beer.
Yeah. Well, we know that. You hunt. You're like a beer hunter. You find it everywhere.
It's a video game that I like to play.
Beer Hunter?
The Beer Hunter.
I know that's a TV show. If it's not, it needs to be. I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Ooh. I do have a fantasy football tidbit for you.
Ooh, what's that?
Did you know that Bud Light is offering free beer to anyone who selects Gardner Minshew in the first round?
Nice.
Of their fantasy draft.
One free beer?
No, still not worth it.
That's why, Caitlin, because he's terrible. He's a quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's not that great.
How is he being like sponsored by Bud Light, though?
I think he's a bro, bro.
Well, yeah, and he did the mullet thing all year last year.
Oh, yeah, no, he's got some straight-up creeper facial hair and...
Right. What's wrong with creeper hair? You don't like that? You don't like creeper hair?
No.
Well, I guess I better cut my hair then. Da-da-tsh. I got jokes. You don't agree with that?
No.
All right then. But okay, well, I guess we're just going to move right into entertainment crap.
Ooh.
So beers and entertainment crap. So we did talk about the movies quite a bit. They did open last weekend. Unhinged, that new Russell Crowe movie. The trailer makes me laugh because it's pretty funny. It's really not supposed to be funny, though.
What?
It's about him going crazy. It made $4 million. SpongeBob made $500,000. So I'm going to say opening weekend at the movies, not so great. Not so great.
That's funny. I was just thinking, oh my gosh, wow, they made good money.
No. I was like, so here's the yearly thing, Caitlin. As of this point, well, in 2019, the movies theaters made $11 billion. This year, they're sitting at $1 billion right now.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. They are down insurmountably.
Yeah, that's also a huge difference.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know this number was here. So last year, they released 909 movies. This year, they've only released 311 so far. Ooh. Last year, the average per I guess, is that, I wonder if that's per day, I guess. It's 12 million, and this year it's 5. So, bad. Also, the number one movie for this year is still Bad Boys for Life, which I haven't watched. Did you watch that yet, Rhodey?
Why would I?
Yeah, no, thanks.
Thought you were a big Will Smith guy.
I love fat Martin Lawrence.
He's 40 or 50, right? He's allowed to be, when you get past a certain age, you're just allowed to be fat, right?
Nah, not if you're going to be on camera.
That's true. I always think that is kind of funny, though. Like, you're in the business of being on screen, like, you get paid to work out, and you just write in your contract, hey, personal trainer. But, whatever.
You have to have the, like, want to do that, though.
Well, I want people to not call me fat on a podcast, so...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't want to listen to this podcast with this guy named Rhodey saying I'm fat.
I'm sure Martin Lawrence is shedding tears right now in his mansion.
You think he's a mansion guy?
I think he probably is.
Martin was pretty good, right? That show?
That ran for quite a few seasons.
I liked it. I'm not going to lie. There was a point, I think it was Channel 33, you can correct me if I'm wrong, or if you remember, but it was like Martin and the Wayans brothers, and there was another show that came on too.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yes, and I watched all three of those shows and loved them. Absolutely. The Wayans brothers is one of my favorite shows. It was so crazy and dumb, and they had the guy from Friday as their dad, the same dad. He passed recently.
Yeah, he gone.
He was funny. But I just remember the intro was like, they're singing, they're happy, and they're dancing, and they're colored. And it's like, give me a high five. And then it goes like crazy. It's a good song, okay? I liked it.
Probably can't make that song now.
I was definitely more leaning on Marlon Wayans as opposed to Sean. Sorry, Sean Wayans. I think it was Marlon and Sean, right?
Although I think in real life, Marlon's an asshole.
Really?
I think so.
That makes me really sad. Are you sure?
I'm not really sure.
You're making me sad. Yep. And then, of course, well, I forget that there's so many of them. Marlon, Sean, Damon.
Damon Jr.
Keenan Ivory Wayans, right? Yeah, Keenan Ivory.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Ah. Oh, man. It was so funny.
How the Wayans brothers got so funny.
That's a video you need to watch, right?
Thanks, Oprah.
Yep, I'm going to listen to this intro, so...
Give me a high five. All right, cut and print. Beautiful guys. Dynamite. That is.
See, then what I. But yeah, like I said, I really like that show. But it doesn't stream anywhere. It's probably on Netflix in the deep dark. Well, no, the Hulu got all those TGIF shows, so if it was anywhere, that's where it would be.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Although I did see recently that Sister Sister, Netflix got all those. I was like, that would be a weird show to go back and watch. And I'm going to say something that I should not remember, but there is a crossover with Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Why do I remember that? I don't know.
Does Mr. Cooper date the sister's mom or something?
Maybe. He might be their coach, I think. Because wasn't he a coach in that show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He looked like the worst basketball player ever.
Yeah. Poor Mr. Cooper. Caitlin, you don't know of any of these shows we're talking about, do you?
I know Sister Sister, but not Sister, the others.
Sister. Da, 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 da. That was a TGIF wonder.
Yep. With Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I think. I don't know. I'm trying to remember that line. It's like Boy Meets World, Sister, Sabrina, and one other show. Oh, I can't remember.
It was like rotated.
Yeah.
Step by Step. Family Matters was in there at some point.
Yep. There you go. Oh, man. So they got Sister, Moesha. And Moesha.
I forgot about Moesha.
Moesha was
what happened
crazy.
To Brandy?
Oh, here they... Moesha, The Game? I don't know what The Game is. Sister, Girlfriends, The Parkers. I liked The Parkers. Half and Half and One-on-One. Sister. That would be weird, though, like, go back and watch Sister.
Oh, I'm sure it doesn't hold up.
Oh, it's weird to watch, like, Boy Meets World. The first two seasons are so weird. It's like, oh, man, I really, really, really liked this as a child.
Yeah.
Well, the Step by Step, I can't even sit through 15 minutes of
gosh,
it. Oh,
it's
so bad.
So bad.
Step by Step.
Day by day.
Oh, it's so bad. And for some reason, Hulu, no matter what we watch, it doesn't matter what we watch, when it's over, it wants to immediately go to Step by Step.
Yep.
That's weird.
If there's not, like, another episode of it, it starts playing Step by Step every time.
Yeah. It's the weirdest thing. Even after you finish a movie, it's like, oh, now you want to watch Step by Step. Do I?
We just watched It too. Why would you go to Step by Step?
All right. You
this is a good follow-up.
You want to start the conversation about this next beer?
So Division came out with a new milkshake blueberry IPA, and the color is beautiful. It is purple.
We're going to post a picture of this. Clarabelle from Hale.
That artwork is...
crazy.
Yeah. I was looking at it while you're pouring it, and the more I look at it, the more creeped out I get.
I'm getting a little bit of blueberry in the smell, which is pretty cool. I like it. I'm excited to try it. Have you tried it yet?
Yep, it's blueberry.
Oh, wow. Super sweet. Oh, wow, yeah. Which milkshakes are super sweet. You said 13.2, right?
Yep.
Whew, 14 IBU. Drink while fresh. Is this one of their first milkshakes? Could this be their first one?
I'm not sure. It's definitely one of the few they put out.
Need to ask them. I wonder. I would like to ask them that question, but no, this is delightful.
You should call Michael and ask him how one makes a milkshake IPA.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
It is dairy sugar. I know that for a fact. All right. So Keanu Reeves was asked who would win in a fight, John Wick versus Neo. That's stupid. That's not even...
which world are they in?
Right, good question. But either way, Neo knows every form of karate ever made in like 30 seconds. So it's like, hey, what is John Wick weak against? I like, so funny when they give him the first, I know Kung Fu. And then he's like, give me more. And they just keep programming stuff in his head. So funny. The Matrix. I love it. Love it. We rewatched that recently. We didn't do the second or third one, but we did the first
one. The first one holds up pretty good.
I feel like I maybe fell asleep.
That wouldn't surprise me. Movie's so good. You did. The movie's so good, though. The fight scenes are so good. Mr. Smith is so good.
Mm.
And then for whatever reason, let's have 400 Mr. Smiths, and let's make this so complicated that you can't even think about it. I'll never forget walking out of the second one just like, huh? That's exactly what happened.
Especially the ending.
Huh? Yeah.
Who the fuck is this guy?
And then they were in the real world, and Neo stopped this. He stopped the Sentinels, and I was just like, "What? What? Oh God!" I'm still super psyched about the new one that they're working on, and I'd like to know. Can't find anything about what it's about. I've dug through the depths of the internet and can't find anything.
When is that supposed to come out?
It was 2021, so I'm gonna assume 2028 now. That's where I'm putting everything. I don't want to get excited about anything, so I'm just going to assume everything is coming out in 2028 and then hope that I can make it another 8 years. So that's my thing. It'll be much easier because then when something comes out before, then I'm like, oh, wow, I thought this was 2028. So excited. But Bill and Ted is coming out this weekend, so got that to look forward to.
Are you going to theaters to watch it?
Yes.
By yourself.
Yep, cool. I'm gonna wear a full-on hazmat suit with the... hopefully the thing doesn't fog up and I'll bring enough oxygen to make it through the whole thing.
Mm.
Should be pretty entertaining. No, I'm actually going to... I'm leaning on it, man. It's only $25. I'm thinking about it.
Going to the theater?
No, Caitlin.
Oh, I was like, wait, what?
Better be 15 cents like all the other ones.
Yeah, 15 cents. No, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. It's $25. I really want to watch it. It's going to be terrible. And I'm okay with that.
So $25 and you get to watch it when it first comes out?
You get it forever.
Forever. Oh. And then you get to watch it over and over again.
Yeah, and it's in 4K too.
Ooh.
So pretty stoked on that.
No more PJ Masks for you.
I know, right?
I'm going to watch Bill and Ted. I mean, that's what I did with Jay and Silent Bob movie. And I regretted that purchase.
Ooh, Cobra Kai. So they're getting the third season. Does that mean they have the other two seasons on there now?
It means they're coming.
Ooh.
Coming.
I've heard it's okay. Which
we've watched the first two. And so I really, really, really loved the first one. The second one was like, especially at the end, it got really cringy.
Oh. Have you watched Hoops yet?
No. Is that funny?
I haven't watched it yet.
Damn it.
It looks like it's just going to be a... What was that show with the hormone monster?
Oh, yeah.
Big Mouth.
Yeah, Big Mouth.
Like that, but just a different premise.
With basketball.
Yeah.
Big Mouth with basketball. Yeah, I really liked. Big Mouth, though, I liked the first season I really liked. The second one was okay. And I think like it's just too much of the same thing over and over, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just kind of took a break from it.
Yeah. I mean, the first season was epic. And then it got kind of weird. Which is saying a lot.
Kind of.
They went to the porn island or whatever it was.
How exciting. So, season 1 and 2 will be on there this Friday, Rody. August 28th. So, jump on it.
Very nice.
We can talk about those. But it says that the next season's probably sometime in 2021. Just like it. So, 2028. Just throwing that out there. Season 3, 2028. So when it comes out next year, you'll all be excited. Well, I thought he said 2028. There it is. Yep, long time for the... It says 2021, but I just don't believe anything that I see anymore. Oh, we can talk... Did you... I bet you didn't watch the Batman trailer, did you?
I have not yet.
Aww. Oh, it's so bad.
I've seen stills of it, and it looks very dark.
All right, yep. There was so much DC stuff going on. I went into this full on negative and came out of this one trailer like, oh my god, I want to watch that right now.
Zack Snyder's doing this one too?
No. This is Matt Reeves.
Okay.
Robert Pattinson, Mr. Sparkling Twilight Vampire, looks awesome. He does awesome. I'm excited. Caitlin?
Yeah, I mean, we watched it together, that trailer, and I think it looks really good. It does look really dark, but I think it's going to be a good portrayal, I guess, of Batman.
Portrayal. Agreed.
I didn't hate Cloverfield.
No, I was just, looking at the stuff he's done. Cloverfield. He did War for Planet of the Apes and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Both of those movies were great.
He hasn't done a lot, though.
Most of the directors really kind of don't do a whole lot. Because I guess it takes forever to do a movie. I don't know.
Take that, Spielberg.
Bam. Well, even him, how many movies has he directed?
Ooh. Well, he's been doing it a lot longer, too.
Bam.
How old is that guy?
He's got to be 70-something.
I spelled his name way wrong, but we'll never talk about that. Dang, I spelled it so wrong they couldn't even autocorrect it. No. I don't know how old he is. It's kind of spooky to think of. He was born in 1946, so whoever wants to do the math.
There you go. I was right.
Oh, what
was it right?
What did you?
Don't look at me.
I was like, what did you guess?
In his 70s.
What's 2020 minus 1946? I can't do the math in my head right now. So he's produced 178 minutes, but that doesn't really count. 178 minutes, 178 movies. Director, here we go. Drum roll. You were right, Rody. This dude has done a lot. But that's episodes of TV and stuff. Well, I'm back to producer. I don't care if you were a producer on Men in Black 2. Director, only 57. Which I guess when you think about it, he's been active since 1959. So that's really not a whole lot. I mean, it's not even
He was born in 43 and started doing directing in 59?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, he was a prodigy, I guess.
I was like, wait a second, that math does not add up.
Holy,
but...
yeah, no, he did E.T. in 1982. Raiders of the Lost Ark was in 1980. Oh my God, hold on. Jaws was in 75, so this dude was not even 30. 29 years old making Jaws. All right, dude. You're special.
Yeah.
You're special, but also back then movies were probably a little easier to do than they are now without all the effects and all the massiveness. Like, I bet it was much easier for him to shoot Jaws as opposed to Saving Private Ryan. I bet Saving Private Ryan took 2 or 3 years. He's been a producer on a lot of crap too, but anyways. Matt Reeves is doing it. I can't wait. You need to watch that trailer. I'm so disappointed that you didn't see that.
Well, I mean, you know, when you are afraid to open up anything that Jay shows you in the OR, you just kind of have everything on mute.
Yeah. We watched, but so we saw that. There's another DC trailer that we saw that was kind of, no. There's two games they have that are coming out that look all right. Nothing. Like, one is, instead of playing Batman, you play Robin and all the second tier characters.
Right.
And another one is where you're the Suicide Squad and you're trying to kill... And you're trying to kill the Justice League. Man, that's a weird premise for a game.
Oh, yeah. I remember watching that trailer.
Yep. Superman's bad and he, like, kills a cop or something. I don't know.
Isn't one of the Suicide Squad supposed to be, like, to kill the Justice League or something?
That's what I was just talking about.
Okay.
The game.
Oh, I thought that was going to be a movie.
Nope. It is a game. Looks all right. Whatever. But no, this Batman. Oh, man. I'm so excited. Yeah, you gotta. We'll watch that after this show is over, so you can be like, "Holy crap!" There's just this scene. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, is there a second Justice League movie coming out, or not Justice League, Suicide Squad movie coming out?
Yeah.
Okay. But didn't we watch that too?
That wasn't a trailer though. It was just behind the scenes.
Okay.
And you get to see that John Cena is playing DC's version of Captain America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did y'all ever watch Birds of Prey?
No, it's on, it is on the,
list.
Yeah, it's on the HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready to watch it.
Gotcha.
We are watching so on HBO Max, they put all the DC stuff on there, and they've got this Harley Quinn rated R cartoon.
Huh.
Okay. Been watching that. It's kind of weird, because it's got, what's her name from Big Bang Theory, and 8 Simple Rules. Oh, I'm so mad that I can't think of her name.
Something with a C.
Kaylee Cuoco, she plays Harley Quinn.
Oh, really?
Yep. And, like, there's blood and guts everywhere, and it's all pretty evil.
I don't think I ever realized how annoying her voice was until we watched this Harley Quinn show.
Take that. That's because she barely talks.
On Harley Quinn, she's trying to make that weird baby voice thing that she does, and it comes off annoying.
Yeah, I could see that. But other than that, it's pretty good. I mean, it's just a little 22-minute cartoon thing that there's 2 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, when you first started having it, or when you first started watching it, I didn't think that I was going to like it at all. And it's not terrible to watch.
Nah, not terrible at all. But yeah, other than that, they showed another trailer for Zack Snyder's Justice League, which is stupid.
Why is that getting so much pub? It's going to be any better than the other one.
Yeah, and I'm still one of the ones that didn't necessarily hate the other one, so I'm like, it wasn't that bad. But
is it a second one, or is it like a remake?
Just a remake.
I feel like that Justice League just came out.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that's not long enough ago to have a remake already.
It's the same character, it's the same movie, it's just re-edited.
Yeah, with all the stuff that he did before the next director came in and reshot stuff.
Zack Snyder apparently was a pain in the butt, so they fired him, and they brought in the Avengers guy, Josh Whedon, to fix it. And Josh Whedon said, I don't like any of this, so they reshot everything. There you go. So now we're going to get Zack Snyder's original version.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just a...
Which is evidently 4 hours long.
Yeah, it's going to be 4-hour-long episodes.
Hmm.
How exciting. Breaking a movie into episodes where you can't enjoy them. That's weird too. I don't know if I like that. Oh my God.
That's like a mini series. I mean,
mini series don't have $300 million budget and look like a movie.
I mean, I guess that's true, but
I don't want my movie to be a mini series. I just don't. But that's okay. So I'm going to talk about my Samsung Ultra. I like it. That's my review. I like it. It's been pretty awesome. camera's cool, phone's fast. How about your phone?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really notice a difference.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
The camera is great, but other than that, I guess this one can go like all the way full screen, except for that little camera cutout, and my old phone didn't do that. So, yeah.
Nice. Well, it's like I said, though, like when I first got it, I was playing with it. It's way bigger than my other phone. That was weird at first, but there's not much that phones can change. I mean, it's faster. This one has more RAM on it than this has 12 gigs. This has more RAM than her laptop does, which is just hilarious to me.
That is crazy. How old's your laptop?
It can play.
I have no idea.
it can play Xbox games on it, but I'm not going to pay for that service. And I mean, it's pretty nice. I like it. It's fun.
Yeah, I do like it. I haven't had any complaints about it yet. I just don't really notice a difference. Because it's such, like, tiny things that change, so, you know.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, I would say, I don't know. Between this and I had the Galaxy S10, I would say it was worth the upgrade.
Yeah. I was, like, what, two notes behind?
Yeah, you're on the Note 9.
So I even skipped one and don't see that much of a change, so...
Damn. But you didn't get the Note Ultra, you got the regular Note.
Yeah.
So maybe if you'd gone with the Ultra, you'd be like, woo.
Maybe.
Probably not, though.
Yeah, likely not.
Ooh, the new Note that's going to come out has a stylus.
Does
it? Super excited about that.
Wait, what?
I have a stylus on this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all the Notes have them.
Not the older ones.
Oh, are you talking about some other? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just going to pretend. Haha, yes, I agree with you.
I think the 9 didn't come with a stylus.
Yeah, I had the 9. It had a stylus. A pin that popped out.
I swear there's one that didn't come with a stylus.
No,
that's
the
what I have
Note
now.
Is the whole thing that has a pin with it.
Maybe it's the Galaxy.
Take that, Galaxy.
Maybe it is the Galaxy.
Like, my work phone is a piece of shit because... It doesn't have a stylus, and everybody hates it because they have to sign with their finger.
Is that a Note? No. That's not a Note.
You have people touching your phone?
All the time.
Ooh, COVID. You're infected. No one seems concerned. That's okay. No one's really concerned.
Did you just restart your phone to see what the phone was?
Yes. That's the easiest way to do it.
Well, I actually just go to settings, my phone.
Galaxy S9. That's not a Note.
It's almost a Note.
Yep.
No.
You can tell how much I restart my phone.
Oh, gosh.
I hate this phone.
Dude.
So that was like the one below what Jason had, right?
Yeah, that's like 3-4 years old, dude. Old.
Ew.
It's a work phone, so. Now I have to wait 2 years because I just got it before I can trade it in for something else.
Holy bejeez. I wish I had a Nintendo Switch. Super Mario 35th Anniversary Collection is rumored to include Super Mario 64, Super Mario Sunshine, Super Mario Galaxy, Super Mario Galaxy 2, Super Mario 3D World. Damn, it's crazy. That would be fun to play all those games. Nintendo games are so fun. But, yeah. I love Nintendo. I just don't want to buy a Switch because Nintendo has like 6 games that I like to play and that's about it.
Right. Although, Zelda is pretty awesome.
Yeah, especially a new one. I watched Blake play it for a little while. What is it? Windwalker? No. I'm not going to pretend that I know. Oh, my God. Final Fantasy Legend announcement. Got to watch that trailer. Yeah, the game front. I still haven't decided if I'm going to do the PlayStation or not. Probably not going to. Should probably not. Just walk away. No
That's
more.
What you always say until you actually see it in person.
Yeah, I know. But... I won't be able to see it in person because they always sell out so fast.
That's why you're going to have all the South Park pops here in a little bit.
Oh, I did order Awesome-O today.
the keychain?
The FYE one.
Nice.
I didn't think I would be able to, so I clicked on it, and it popped up, and I was like, oh, it's available. And I was like, oh, I'm already logged in, too.
Let me just see if this works real fast. It's it worked.
That was kind of...
Oh, man.
Wow. It looks good, though. Those of you that do not watch South Park or have never seen South Park, Awesome-O is a robot that Cartman becomes to trick Butters. It is my favorite. It's still my favorite episode of all times. I don't know why. It's just so funny.
And this one has the worried eyes on it.
Yep. Yep, yep. Oh, my gosh. When he takes it off, he runs in the bathroom because he needs a drink.
Are you a pleasure model?
Yep. He gets the toothpaste.
What?
Yep. It was so funny. Weak. He says, weak. What? Weak.
That, Adam Sandler. This is where all the Adam Sandler movies were made.
Oh, man. Awesome-O came out in 2004.
Whew.
But yeah, no, it's definitely my...
When are they going to make that a hot toy?
Awesome-O?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. That one looks pretty... This is a 6-inch vinyl figure. That looks pretty legit. He's got toothpaste and everything.
Jeez.
I might just buy that one. But, nah, Awesome-O. I just love it so much. Like I said, it's my favorite episode. Because Butters doesn't even know. He thinks it's a real robot, which is... pretty sad. Butters is my favorite character from South Park, which a lot of people think is weird, but I'm cool with it. I don't care. I don't like his superhero though. Catboy. No, yeah, he's Catboy. He's a superhero.
No.
He's Captain Chaos as a villain.
Yeah, it's villain, okay.
But as a superhero, I believe he's Kite. He might not be Catboy. He might be somebody else. But other than that, we haven't... No video games, man. Pop hunting. I've got all those office pops coming. Just haven't heard anything back.
Oh, they haven't told you when they're going to send them yet?
No, I've like pre-ordered, I think, a total of 12 pops in the last 2 months with nothing. I got all my confirmations, but no. That's what kind of sucks about COVID. It slowed down like going and hunting for them because people don't get them as much.
Right.
Although we had to go to GameStop to get Michael Klump. Caitlin actually did it for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was going to... She needed some jeans. So I was like, hey, swing by and see if they'll... They were sold out online. I was like, just swing by and ask. Maybe they'll have it. And sure as heck did.
Nice.
So we got Michael Klump.
When's your Kobe Bryant jersey coming in?
That's not happening. That's a joke too, man. That whole Nike thing. That is terrible. I feel bad for anybody that wants to do that. Like... You go on there and you can buy it. Like, you could go on there and buy it right now, and then you'll get an email that says yes or no. It's terrible.
That's how it works?
Yep. So that way their system isn't bogged down with everybody trying to check out.
Well, I mean, that's actually kind of smart.
But, all the bots bought them up and put them on eBay, so... I think the cheapest medium right now on eBay, this $140 jersey, is going for like $370,
$380.
Mm. Some of them are up in the 900s. No thanks. No thanks. I was all right with it. And I tried to buy... I went for two items just in case, and I didn't get either one of them. They had these shoes. I'm glad I didn't get the shoes. I was like, I wouldn't wear those anywhere. They'd probably just sit on my shelf.
They would just sit on your shelf. You'd put them on for one day and then never put them on again.
What's wrong with that?
How much were they?
$180.
That's what's wrong with that.
Well, there's more than $180 right here to my right here. Just chilling at me, staring at me. Like, hey, what are you guys doing over there?
The resell, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Kobe's will resell like crazy, too.
It is only worth that if you will actually sell it.
Yep. That is true. Very, very true. But no. No jersey for me. I'm out. Walking away from that business.
I'm done.
For now.
Well, I turned down a lot of pops and stupid awesome. I was like, God damn it. I was out of that business, too, for 30 seconds. It's all office-related and Lakers-related, but now that excitement's kind of gone down, too. So
you'll have to, like, stop following and looking at all the pops if you're going to get out of it.
You get out of it.
Otherwise, you won't.
Don't criticize me for my loves. So what if I love them? But, yeah, I don't know. You still watching New Girl? Where you at, Rhodey?
Let's see, where do we leave off? Nick gets in contact with his ex-girlfriend again. And evidently he never told her why he broke up with her.
Oh, snap.
And then she finds out that her and Jess are dating.
Yeah.
So it gets crazy real quick.
Oh, man. I don't know. We might have to go back to that after we...
Also started watching High Score.
Oh, that video game? Yes.
That's not bad.
I got that added on my thing. I know Caitlin won't enjoy it, but I'm ready. As soon as she's still asleep, I'll get up Saturday morning, pop, pop. 5 episodes. All about the history of video games, right?
Yep.
Did you watch the whole first episode?
Yeah. I'm on the fourth one. So I'm to the point where they're talking about video games going from being solely targeted towards children to more adult stuff. So nice. They're going to start talking about like Mortal Kombat and stuff.
Ooh. Yeah, I had no idea that Nintendo was a trading card company before they got into it.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And I like, there's somewhere, I bet it's not in this documentary, but there's this documentary about how they started shifting towards girls. Like, I didn't know that when video games first came out, they were solely focused on guys. Mm-hmm. And they started opening up to girls. And it was a really cool documentary that I saw. Because I didn't know those things. When you're a kid, you don't sit there and think about that. You're just like, hey, this is for me. But no, I'm super excited to watch that. I'm glad you're liking it. Is it like just pictures and narration, or is it actual interviews and stuff?
Oh, no, it's actual interviews. Like, they have, you know how they would have those national competitions for, you play Mario and, like, the best person wins? Like, they do interviews with those people.
Nice.
They did an interview with a guy that does the sounds for, like, Mario and Donkey Kong. That was pretty interesting. And then just other people, like the guy that came up with the idea for Madden football. They interview that guy.
Wow. That guy. I imagine being that guy. Came up with one of the most popular games that has stayed popular for so long. But 2K did recently get the NFL rights.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's going to be a competition.
Nice.
But Madden's still top dog. I wonder.
For now.
Yeah. Sports games, like, it does feel like it's 2K basketball, Madden football, and that's it. Remember when there used to be an NCAA game?
Yeah, and then
there were no player names, it just had jersey numbers. It was kind
of
silly.
Yep, because they made money off of their likenesses, yep. But just didn't give them names.
Yep.
Yep.
It would just be number 10. Like, you'd get, number 10 throws the ball, number 20 catches it, he's going.
What's really bad is you did the franchise mode or whatever, and then after you started recruiting players, they had names.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yep. Oh, man. So, no other beer news? I found a beer thing the other day, but no other beer news?
Division's back patio looks nice with the blacktop.
Oh, that's right. They did redo it, huh?
And they're actually open now.
So, they can actually serve beer now?
I think the sign said that 22 people max in the brewery at one time.
22 people. Huh. That's pretty tight there, kind of small. 23 people. Most people probably stay in a brewery for like 4 hours and buy probably 3 or 4 beers a piece, so that's not a whole lot of wiggle room there.
Right.
But I guess it's better than nothing.
That's true.
I definitely want to try it. I definitely want to go hang out up there.
Ooh, I think we could do the virtual Garland Guzzler.
What does that
0.5K
mean?
0.5K run.
Oh, God. So we just pretend to run?
I guess so, for 0.5. Miles? 0.5K miles?
Oh.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Beer gardens sit empty. Craft brewing teeters on the brink as Texas whipsaws over virus. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I think it's finally turning around. And I'd noticed that the Fort Worth Weekly was trying to do this beer blog thing, and they did a thing with Michael, and it was pretty... The interview itself wasn't terrible, but the presentation was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. It was pretty entertaining. Funky Picnic. I think I want to go try that cake that they have now. I think it's gone already, though.
I'm sure it is.
He has Texas beer spot, and they've given up. It's sad how many, like, beer websites, they exist for, like, you know, a couple months, and then they just die. Kind of sad. But anyways... Yeah, I guess there's not much going on around here. Martin House released another crazy beer, but...
The Jellyfish?
Yeah, it wasn't as crazy as normal. It was halfway.
What is it?
A pineapple sour.
Oh.
And I had a chance to pick up RAR's Barrel Age Oktoberfest, and I turned it down. And then I had a chance to pick up that apple pie sour from Martin House. Turned it down. Didn't want either one of them. But yeah, it was weird going a whole week without a crazy Martin House beer. To make fun of. It's like, oh man, I gotta find something else to make fun of.
Machine Gun Kelly.
No. This is his fan club. Be careful. Jeez, you're the president. You're gonna get kicked out of your own fan club. That's sad.
Okay. How many more things do I need to say to for that to happen?
To get kicked out?
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, music-wise, Machine Gun Kelly, that's all I listen to now. Just Machine Gun Kelly. Listen to the new Deftones song. I don't think we mentioned that last week. Bam! Mm. It's pretty Deftone-y.
Nice. We went to a... we started a new facility. We just brought on a new facility, and one of the doctors likes to listen to Tool while he's working. And it's on Pandora, so it naturally goes to Deftones right afterwards.
That is amazing. Wow. I might want the name of this doctor, because if I ever need a procedure done, that's who I'm going to see. I saw the funniest video on YouTube, though. It was a bigger dude making fun of Tool, and he's like, it was one of those what people do when you listen to Tool, and the lyrics were just so like weird, like Tool's. Like, he made the lyrics, and it was just so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Just random, didn't make any sense, you know, like slapping butts, and the next one was like, you know, pissing people off, and it was just so funny. It was like, God, Tool is kind of weird. Sorry, David, love you. No, I actually like Tool, but neither here nor there. I don't think I ever wake up in the morning though like I want to listen to Tool. But Passenger is one of the best songs ever with Deftones. So Tool and the Deftones. Yeah, I actually got on a Deftones kick because of that song, and I forgot how good they were. But I also forgot how Chino is kind of whiny.
He can be a little whiny.
And every song's exactly the same with his voice.
Well, when you only have so much range.
Yeah, he's got like that one falsetto note. I want you to change. And the next song's like, I ran away. But he had a pretty cool scream. You're a bit out of control.
Which he didn't use very often.
Nope. On the first CD he did, though. My Own Summer and Head Up. And also found an old Soulfly song that has Corey Taylor in it.
Mm-hmm.
It is freaking amazing. It's called Jump the F Up. I love it.
Nice.
Jump the fuck up. It's crazy when you get back into that old music trend. You're like, oh man, this is what I grew up on. I'm so angry. I'm 16 again. What was that laugh for?
I don't...
Angry. 16. Yeah. So, no. I guess that about wraps it up. We don't have any more beer. This was really good, though, this blueberry. I'm not going to lie. Like, I hate milkshake IPAs, but, of course, Wade and Sean proving me wrong again. It's kind of unfortunate. Every time I go in there and I get something that I'm like, yeah, I don't like that, I end up liking it. They do good stuff. That was kind of easy on the sweetness, too.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't completely overpowering.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. So it's been
Which
good.
Probably has something to do with the blueberry.
That's a good point. I wonder if they collabed on that, or I wonder whose recipe that was, Sean or Wade's, or both. You just never know. We're getting closer to Halloween, and I wonder if they won't have their Halloween party. I just realized that if things keep trending the way they are, they won't have their fourth anniversary.
That's true.
Halloween's canceled.
Only 20 people are allowed.
There'll be a line out the door.
Yeah, I'll camp out. I've got that whole week off, too. I'll camp out for all of us.
Around the block.
Yep. I will camp out. Wade and Sean, watch out. Jason's coming to camp in front of your brewery. I'll have a little tent and everything. It'll be cold, though, because it's winter. Maybe I'll get lucky. It'll be one of those 70-degree December days. And I'll just be sitting out there. What are you here for? The anniversary party. That only 10 people can come into. So, bam. And then I'll say I'm holding spots in line for 10 people. So, sorry. Yeah, that sucks. COVID, go away. But it's not going to go away. And there won't be a vaccine for like another God only knows how long.
And when there is a vaccine, nobody's going to take it.
All the anti-vaxxers.
And the conspiracy theorists.
Well, yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, it's really a microchip that's going to control your brain.
Well, duh. That's what the masks are doing.
I listened to the dude from Trapped today for some reason. It's a bad idea. The dude's weird. He's so he was just it was on this little podcast too. Somebody that's not even famous at all. He's just spitting all this conspiracy theory stuff. And this kid, like, I'd have to show you. This dude looks like a kid, and he was like, "Oh yeah, well I read this on a," and he actually gave a reputable website. And then Chris was like, "Oh, I haven't read that. I believe what I believe till I read that. I'll look for that later."
But he won't.
Yeah, it's weird, like, what he's doing. His name's Chris Brown from Trap. He became a...
Oh, does he beat women too?
Super. Whoa. Why did I never make that connection? Damn.
That's the first thing I thought.
Maybe I got the name wrong. Chris Taylor Brown. Holy crap. Wow. Shows you how much of a Chris Brown fan I was. But yeah, no, it's terrible. He's like very into conspiracy theorists. Like you could literally send him a message that a NAFTA, what is it? Is it a NAFTA or NIFTA, whatever? Is knocking on your door. He'd be like, oh shit, bro, watch out. But that's what he was talking about, all these conspiracy theories. And he was talking about how he literally said these words. Look at how easy it was for the government to lock us down. Think about what they could do next time. I was like, dude, I don't know about you, but this doesn't look locked down to me.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Even when we were locked down, it didn't feel locked down.
Right. Do you see Sturgis?
Yeah, it's like, bro. It was really funny, though, just thinking about that. Like, the government's going to lock us down and control us. And he would be one to say the vaccine would put microchips in us and control us. He might need to be on tour, or he loses his mind. He might be one of those guys.
He goes down those rabbit holes a little too far.
Yeah, so. Oh, well. I liked him when I was 2002, so I was 18 years old. So.
Woo!
But yeah, I think that's how we'll wrap it up here. You guys got anything else?
No.
Nothing? Nope, still looking for that Walgreens exclusive.
Which one?
Turkey dinner Brock's candy corn.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, you got to find that, actually. Yep. Yeah. You're going to enjoy it. Take it back. You're gonna love it.